left off discussing the concept of Eidus Lekima Davar and the notion of Das Davar Sheba Erevam. So we left off discussing the Chidushim in the Rambam regarding Shlichus. When you look in the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hafasisha Salacha Tezvav, the Rambam raises a very, very critical issue, and that is when you appoint a Shleach for the purpose of Kedushin, do you require Eidus Lekima Davar? One would think, perhaps, yes, that's the case. No, that's the Shitas Arayvid. Why would you think differently? Isn't that a classic example of a Davar Sheba Erava? The Kedushin is going to hinge on the integrity of the Shliach. If this is a Shliach, then she's an Eishes Ish. And if she's not, then not. So therefore, one would argue that apparently, yes, that's called a Davar Sheba Erava. And the Rambam writes, it depends. Whose Shliach are we talking about? If you're talking about his shliach, the shliach ha'ish, the Rambam writes, there is no need for Edim whatsoever. There's no need for Edim. Why would Edim be necessary? In order to confirm, to verify that this is the shliach, why do you require verification? After all, the Rambam writes that they're both modeh. There's no machlokas. No. He says he was appointed as a shliach. The Baal admits, I appointed him as a shliach. So in such a case, there's no need for validation. And the Rambam writes the Chiddush that realized that this is just like Hafrashas Trumas and Maaseros. When you appoint the Shliach, the Mafresh Trumas and Maaseros, you have to do so in the presence of Edim? Absolutely not. So Shlichus for Kedushin is the same as Shlichus for Trumas and Maaseros. This is Halacha B'chala Torah Kula. The Rambam writes explicitly, Shluchal Shal Adam Kamoso, and therefore the Ein Sarach Edim. That's how the Rambam finishes. No? So the Rabbi writes, this is stunning. What do you mean that Shlichus is a detail within the broader framework, with the broader miskeres. So Shlichus for Trumas and Maestros does not require Eidim, because Trumas and Maestros does not require Eidim. But if Kedushin requires Eidim, Shlichus for Kedushin requires Eidim. What exactly is the Shita of the Rambam? The answer is, this is all the Shita, say. The Rambam Shita that Ein Davar Sheba'eva Pachos Mishnayim, the concept of Eidus Lekima Davar, is not dependent on a chalos issues, but rather it's dependent on das issues. Das. There's a heightened level of das when it comes to getting kedushin. And now a further chiddush the Rambam. When exactly is it necessary? Necessary at the time of the maisa kedushin. The maisa kedushin. That is exactly the chiddush of eidus lekima davar. That's not true when it comes to shlichus. The fact that you can appoint a shliach for a kedushin is not new. That's something which is typical, and therefore, that's the halacha of shlichus, the chola Torah kula. Well, and therefore, it is not necessary. That's l'shita seyo, the Rambam shita, yibum, chalitza, nisuin, bitul hatznai, the whole list of cases we discussed. That even though it's critical in order to determine whether she is or is not an eishes ish, but I wouldn't call that das davar sheba erva. The das davar sheba is conveyed at the time of the maisa lakicha, at the time of the Maisa Kedushin. And the Ravid disagrees, and the Ravid assumes that, what do you mean? That in all these cases, it's impactful as a result of the Shlichus she's an Eishes Ish. Then we apply the principle of Ein Davar Sheba Erva Pachos Mishnah. And the Rabbi writes the same thing in Perek Vav of Hilchos Gerushin. When a Baal goes ahead and appoints a Shliach for the purpose of Gerushin, that's not called the Davar Sheba Erva. The Mesiras Haget is a Davar Sheba Erva, and Ein Davar Sheba Chos Mishnayim. But the Minoy Shlichus certainly is not considered to be in any shape or form, and therefore you don't require Eidus Lekima Davar at all. Well, and all of a sudden, a stunning exception of the Rambam Shita. This is all true when we're talking about his Shliach. What about when she goes ahead and appoints a Shliach? Before, one would have said the same thing, that the Davar Sheba Erva is on the Maisa Kedushin, the Maisa Gerushin, meaning Shlichus is not part of that at all. And here, the Rambam writes, that's not true. A Chiddush al Gabi Chiddush. That even though it's true that the Baal does not require Eidus Lekima Davar, but meaning Shlichus of the Isha requires Eidus Lekima Davar. Wow. And the Rambam writes this both in Hilchos Ishus as well as in Hilchos Gerushin. When a woman goes ahead and appoints a Shliach to receive her get, the Rambam's explicit. Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, Utsrichal, Asoso, Bifnei, Shnei Edim. Wow, Edim indeed are necessary. So why exactly is that true? So one thing you see according to the Rambam Shita, which is clear, and that is even though it's the case There's shlichus habal, there's shlichus haisha, both when it comes to gerish and when it comes to nid. Kedushin, but you know what? That they are different forms of shlichus entirely. Different forms of shlichus. You can't assume what is true of a shliach lekabala, to accept the get, is a shliach laholacha, to go ahead and to deliver the get. These are two different dinei shlichus. And then the Rambam writes the Chiddush, one which requires Eidus Lekima Dabar, and the other does not. Why indeed would this be the case? So we started to discuss the very Sugyan Kedushin and Daf, Mem Aleph and Aleph. That's where the Gemara tells us clearly Shlichas works. Ish Mekadesh Bav Vishlucha, Ish Miskadesh Bav Vishlucha. Now there's Shlichas when it comes to the Baal, Shlichas when it comes to Isha, and the Gemara raises the incredible Kasha of Shlichus Minolon, Shlichus Minolon. How do we know if there's a concept of shlichus? And the Gemara is going to quote various psukim to indicate that indeed that's true. The Gemara begins with the parsha of Gerushin, from Chav Dalet. After all, when the Torah describes Gerushin, it does so al yedei shliach. How do you know that that's true? Because the Torah uses the phrase v'shilach, v'shilcha. Oh, that means that doing so, indirectly doing so, al yedei shliach. So the Gemara tells us, v'shilach tells me, melamed shehu osa shliach, and v'shilcha is melamed shehi osa shliach. So that's fascinating. You have a posuk when it comes to gerushin, but you need two different drushas. You need a drush when it comes to the baal, you need a drush when it comes to the isha. Why would you require two different drushas? Just simply let the Torah tell me, in the parsha of gerushin, that there is a miskeres of shlichus. This is the kasha of the Tosas Arash. That amai sarachrei cry. Why do you need two different drashos? One for the shlichus habal, another for the shlichus isha. Why is all of that necessary? Ooh, so the Tosfos writes the following. I would have distinguished. I would have argued that shlichus only works when it comes to the baal, but it doesn't work when it comes to the isha. Why is that true? Because after all, einu megarish elamidato. Because when it comes to the shlichus of the baal, you require the das habal. You require the das habal. Very mistaper then that the baal can appoint the shliach. Aval isha shemiskareshes val karcha. When it comes to gerushin, you don't need the das isha. You need a maisa natina. That certainly is true. In a sinas haget, no v'nasan biyada. But I would have argued the language of Tosas Rosh is lo olim masa didak kulai shetokolim no shliach. I would have said that, you know what, she's not a player, and she can't go ahead and appoint a shliach. So kamash malam, that you need a separate drasha, a separate gzeres l'kosu, that she can go ahead and appoint a shliach, because gerushin is considered to be bal karcha. So what exactly does that mean? What exactly is the chiddush of Tosas Arash? And I would also raise the following issue. Is this just a havamina, or is this true l'maskam? And that's always very important in learning, no? In other words, I would have thought that there's a fundamental difference between a baal and isha. So I have another pasuk to tell me what? To tell me, kamash malan, that there is no difference? That the shlichus habal and the shlichus isha are identical? Or, no, one word, despite, kamash malan, despite the fact that they're fundamentally different, nonetheless, shlichus still works. Now, those are very, very different ways of learning. So I'll tell you, if you look, for example, in the Rambam, and the Rambam is going to tell you that halacha l'maisa, there's a fundamental difference between the shlichus habal and the shlichus haisha. That means despite. The kamash malan is not that there's no difference between his shlichus and her shlichus. The kamash malan is despite the fact that there's an essential difference, there is still shlichus when it comes to the isha. So why exactly would I say indeed that this is true? So Tosus and Ksuvas, Daf Ayin Daud Amar Aleph. Now, it's an important yisod. The Gemara tells us the following: the yesod, the principle, that milsa de isa b'shlichus isa b'tnai. Well, two halachas should go together. Shlichus and tnai should go hand in hand. Shlichus and tnai should go hand in hand. Okay, why exactly is that true? Well, the parsha of shlichus is Yerusha Sa'aretz. Yerusha Sa'aretz Yisrael was done through representation. And that also is the parsha of Tanai. That's what we call Mishpatei HaTanayim. Oh, B'nai God, B'nai Ruvain. We'll see the Sig and Kedush Nandav. Memtesam Abeis. Oh, so therefore, that parsha, wow, B'nai God, B'nai Ruvain, Yerusha V'Yeshiva. we derive dine shlichus, and we derive also dine hatnai. So it's mistaber, I guess, that both should go together. So Tosus is very bothered. No, dim tomar, Tosus says, umas svar yeshkan. Why do you put these halachos together? You mean, we derive these from just b'nei gana meruven? So in order to invoke shlichus, in order to invoke tnai, it has to be like Yerusha Saretz. So one could say anything. No, one could say shlichus only works when it comes to Chaluka Saretz. Maybe tnai only works when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it only works when it comes to all the details of the parsha. How do you know to say that it only works here? And what do you include? What don't you include? It's true. The source of shlichus and the source of mishpatei etzayim comes from b'nei gada meruvein, but where do you draw the limit? Where do you draw the line? That's a very important tosus. Kedushin mentesma days, the bottom tosus. Where tosus writes, bottom line, when do you need all the details of tanai? When do you need a tanai kafel? When yes, when no? We're going to have to see that tosus at length. No? When do you require mishpatei etzayim? Sure, it's all based on b'nei gada and b'nei ruvein, but does it apply everywhere? Not everywhere. When do you require all the dine atnai? So Tosfos writes the following. It's true. If I ask you what is its source, it comes from b'nei gada meruvin. But there is a compelling svara to link shlichus in tanai. You know what that compelling svara is? Bailus. What exactly does that mean? Something which Tosfos' language is kolkach biyada. It's something that I thoroughly control. It's something that the Torah places in my rishus. I am considered to be the baldavar. Not only when it comes to maisa, but even when it comes to chalos. I control the act, of course. The baal is the one who does the kedushin. The baal is the one who does the gerushin. But I'll tell you even more than that, that I can control the chalos. And therefore, if that really is true, if something is biyadi, if I am the baldavar, I have a din of bailus, in such a case, isn't it very mistaber that I can do this and I can do that? You know what? This car is mine. So you know what? I can be mafka the car. I can be makdish the car. I can be makne the car. A kinyan, I can sell it to you and not to you. I can sell it now. I can sell it lachar zman. No. If it's mine, I can control the terms, the domain, the chalos of the kinyan. And therefore, if this is what I possess, bailus, koach, it makes perfect sense that there should be shlichus. You know what shlichus is? Mesiras hakoach. No? Mesiras hakoach. That, you know what? The rights that are granted to me, I can convey to you. Oh, a power of attorney. If I have the right to do A, I can go ahead and do so al yadei acherim. So therefore, if I ask you, what are the nafkaminas of the din bailus? I'll tell you, well, tanai, shlichus, so it's very mistabit, indeed it should go hand in hand. I'll tell you, that I think is the key to the Tosfos Harash. No? Bamed v'ramamurim, this is true when it comes to the baal. The baal is the one who creates and controls the gerushin. What about when it comes to the isha? What do you mean, a get is given bal karcho? A get is given bal karcho. You don't need the dasa isha. All it is a mais and a sina. The nasan biyada. And if that really is true, it's a mais and a sina, then you don't need her das. You cannot argue that she controls the chalos gerishin. So meicha teisi, that one who is not empowered can appoint a shliach. But kulkach biyada? Kulkach biyada to do what? She's miskareshes valkarcha. So therefore, the starting point should be is that there's only shlichus when it comes to the baal, and there's no shlichus when it comes to the isha. Oh, the pasuk tells me, v'shilcha, malam ishiho, so shlichus, guess what? This is something which is unique. This is a unique halacha when it comes to gerushin. When it comes to gerushin, despite the fact that she does not control the chalos in any shape or form, guess what? Nonetheless, there's a parsha of shlichus. And that is the chiddush in the Rambam. This is not just a havamina, but now lemaskana, these are two different types of shlichus entirely. Shlichus, when it comes to the baal, is bailus, it's mesiras hakoach. That's a halacha b'chol ha-Torah kula. When it comes to women, this is a yotze min haklal. This is a chidishu. This is not the halacha b'chol haTorah kula. So that line of the Rambam, that of course you don't need edus lekima darv when it comes to the Baal appointing a shliach, because that shlichus b'chol haTorah kula, of shluch l'shanum kamoso, that only applies to shlichus of the Baal. It doesn't apply to shlichus of the isha. Shlichus isha is unique, chidish hakra when it comes to gerishin, and that requires now edus lekima darv. Edus lekima darv. Well, we won't go through this now, but it's something more than worthwhile to see. Rabbi Chanan called Besaris in an Ayinvav. Rabbi Chanan writes the following: A Yisod, the Yisod, the Chol HaTorah Kula. There's certain things that the Torah dictates that you are the Baal HaMaisa, Maisa. This is what you must do. This is what you must do. That certainly is true. Once that act is done, guess what? You have no control whatsoever over the chalos. You don't determine anything other than the act of. And there are certain cases that certainly is not true, that you know what? The chalos is not nasa's me eleha. It doesn't happen by itself, but rather it's nasa al yedei habayim. Did you take a look at that, Reb Chaim? Peragdal of Yimu Chalitza, you read through. Reb Chaim uses that exact language. No? Sometimes you have an issur which is bama meila. All the dinim kick in naturally. And sometimes you have that which is nasa al yedei habayimah. Sometimes it means that you can control. You can control the chalos. You can control the chalos. That's something which is stunning. No? So let's say, for example, shchita. Shchita. Does shchita require a maisa shchita? Absolutely, yes. No? The zavachta kasher tzivisicha. You have to be a barzicha. You need koach gavra. No? You have to do the maisa shchita. But I'll tell you something. You have absolutely no control over the chalos hashchita. A maisa shchita, of course. But the chalos hashchita is absolutely independent. Independent of. When it comes to kedushin, it's not just simply that the Baal is the Baal HaMaisa. He performs a Maisa Kedushin. Isha Nichnes. But you know what? He can control the domain, the Chalos, the application of. Chalitza is an example. Is there a Maisa Chalitza? Absolutely yes. But you know what? She who does the act of Chalitza does not control the effect of the Chalitza. That's something which kicks in by itself. And therefore, Rabbi Chanan begins that b'chol haTorah kula, there are certain things that are na'asin al yedei ha'adam. There are certain institutions that a person does, but yeshnan shnei ofanim, but it breaks down into two categories. Sometimes where you're just the Baal HaMaisa, and sometimes where you're also the Baal HaChalos. The Baal HaChalos. Wow, that's an important yesod. No? In shchita, I don't control the chalos. In chalitz, I don't control the chalos. But you know what? In gittin kedushin, the Baal controls the chalos issues, not just simply the maisa kedushin. So take a look at that piece, Rabbi Chanan, Simen Ayin Vav. Rabbi Chanan has eight nafkaminas between category A and category B. Wow, each one is like a great, great kiddush. You know, can I go ahead and do something la'achar zman? Can you make a kinyan lachar zman? Of course. Can you give a get lachar zman? Yes. A ma'isa kedushin lachar zman. It means I can do the ma'isa now and I can postpone the chalos. Can you do a shchita lachar zman? A shchita lachar zman. I'll do the ma'isa shchita right now and the chalos, the heter achila, will be chal in a week. And until that time, the animal's aser, but there's nisra v'ina zavua, there's nisra of nevela. You have no control over the chalos whatsoever. That's fundamental. And Rabbi Chanan has seven other nafkaminas. Now, one is lachar zman. One of the nafkaminas, the last one Rabbi Chanan writes, is edus lekima davar. Edus lekima davar. The only time you require edus lekima davar is when you're creating the chalos. To create the chalos issues, that requires edus lekima davar. But in yibum, you don't control the chalos. And chalitzi don't control the chalos, and therefore writes, that's the basis of the Shitas HaRambam, that we don't assume that you need edus lekima davar in those cases. That's pretty heavy. No, that's the Chiddush that Rav Chaim writes in Perek Daled of Hilchos Imachalitza, and this is where Bachan elaborates on the Kovetz Aris and Simen Ayin Vav. That's critically, critically important. So Shlichus means when I'm the Malach Alos. So therefore, I can go ahead and create a Shliach in order to, but otherwise not. So it makes perfect sense that, you know what, that there's Shlichus when it comes to the Baal, but is there Shlichus when it comes to the Isha? So this is a separate Gzeiras HaKasuv. If this is uniquely true when it comes to Gerishin, wow. So the Rambam writes, that requires Eidus Lekimadav. Eidus Lekimadav. What exactly does that mean? Paul Shapshada was expressed it as follows. That, you know what? There are two ways of get to be given. A get can be given by giving it to the wife. No? The get is nasam biyada. The get is given liyad ha'isha. It's given to the yad ha'isha. But nasam biyada. I'll tell you, there's another way a get can be given. And that is, it's not liyad ha'isha. You're doing so to a shliach. Why is that gerishin good? Because it's given l'das ha'isha. L'das ha'isha. No? That's the yisod. That a get can be given liyad ha'isha. That's bal karcha. Ooh, but a get can also be given if it's not liyad ha'isha bal karcha, but l'das ha'isha. That's fritzona. No? That's fritzona. That requires a yis l'kimadam. That's das davar shaberim. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. And that indeed is uniquely true in that particular case. Wow. So therefore, that's the Rambam. I'm going to raise one issue, and this is something you should have kind of grappled with a little bit, but we're not going to address it now. Wait till we get to Daf Ayis Amud Beis. All of this is good when it comes to Gerishin. All this is good when it comes to Gerishin, no? You can't assume that the shlichus of the isha is typical shlichus when it comes to gerishin because the get is given bal karcha. So you know what I would have expected the Rambam should say? I would have expected the Rambam should say in Perek Vav of Hilchos Gerishin that when a woman appoints a shliach for gerishin, requires this lekimadav. But you know what? The Rambam also says this is true when it comes to Perek Gimel of Hilchos Ishus. When one appoints a shliach for kiddushin, you require edus lekimadav. Wow. Why? Why exactly? No? I would have argued that, what do you mean? When it comes to Kiddushin, isn't it a level field? That you require Dasa Ish, and you require Dasa Isha. So I would have argued that the fact that a woman can appoint a Shliach for the purpose of Kiddushin, that's not unique. That's Shlichus V'chol Tarakula. Because Kiddushin requires the Dasa Ish, Kiddushin requires the Dasa Isha, maybe there it's a level field. So maybe I would have expected that the Rambam should say this great Kiddush when it comes to Ger, that Tosus Arash. A get is Bal Korcho, Shalisha, Mechatesh, you can appoint a Shliach. And what about when it comes to Kiddushin? Kiddushin. Kiddushin requires her Das. And if that's true, why would one argue that when it comes to Kiddushin as well? So this we're going to have to discuss, no? That, but yet, the Rambam writes that her Shliach for Kiddushin requires Eidus Lekimadavar. So I guess you see a great Kiddush according to the Rambam, no? And that even when it comes to Kiddushin, the Das HaBaal and Das HaIsha are not identical. It's not only obviously true when it comes to Gerishin, when you don't require Das HaIsha, but even though Kiddushin does require Das HaIsha, but you know what? It's not true to maintain, to argue that, you know what? The Das HaIsh and the Das HaIsha, when it comes to Kiddushin, is indeed identical. All right, that we're going to have to discuss. No? That sounds like a greater Kiddush, no? You know, I'll tell you that, Beis, you know, the Gemara has such an unusual sounding diuk, no? Why does the Mishnah say, Ha'isha Niknis, no? From the perspective of her. Why doesn't it say, Ha'ish Kone, no? So you saw the Gemara a little bit, not yet. Beis, the Gemara says, whoa, if it would say Ishkone, Havim Yabal Karcha. You would think you can marry a woman against her will. So therefore, the Mishnah has to phrase in such a way of Ha'isha Niknes to tell me, Midaita in, Shalom Midata lo. No? That sounds like such a difficult Shakovatari, you know? Really, if the Mishnah wouldn't have informed it that way, you'd really think that you can marry a woman Bal Karcha? You know, take a look at the Rashbam, you know? And that's why the Mishnah go out of its way and tell Isha Niknes. I'll tell you one thing seems clear, and that is that The das ha'ishin kedushin is not typical das b'chol Torah kula. I can purchase something against the will of the machne. I can go ahead and sell something against the will of the kona. How does that work? How does that work? One thing you see clearly that maybe that equation, what's true of the Baal and true of the Isha, is really not true. I'll ask you a fascinating issue. Kedushin requires Eos Lekimadov. Is that only true for the Das Ha'ish? Or is that even true for the Das Ha'isha, no? Not so simple. Not so simple, no? Is that true? No. When do you require? Eos Lekimadov. For the conveyance of his Das? Or even for the conveyance of her Das? Her das as well. So I'll tell you that this requires but one thing is clear, that when you look in the Rambam and the Rambam's description of shlichus, and the Rambam writes his shliach is so different from her shliach when it comes to kedushin. Apparently, you see that the role of shliach habal and shliach ish is very, very different, and maybe the das habal is very different from the das ha'isha. After all, kikach, lo kisikach. After all, that he is the one who. So that we'll have to discuss. You know, what exactly is the role of the das ha'isha? There's an avnei milim. You can take a look. It's in Simen Chav Zayin, and Sifkat Nvav. The Shulchan Aruch writes the following. You know what? Let's say the Baal performs a ma'isa kedushin, and he uses an unusual term. We usually say harayat mukadeshus, no? He uses a very unusual term, no? He says harayat zukukasi, no? Kedushin dafav madal, harayat zukukasi. Okay, you know what the Gemara says? That's also good. Harayat zukukasi is good. So here we are under the chuppah, and you know, the Baal says harayat zukukasi. Is that a good kedushin? Yeah, the Gemara is a good kedushin. Yeah, but you know what the Shulchan Aruch writes? But you know what? The Masada kedushin should just make sure she understood what the word means. No, right? Well, let's say she doesn't know what the word means. How does that work? So the Shulchan Aruch writes the Masada kedushin should make sure. You know, yeah, the Masada kedushin made sure. You know, he met with her before the wedding. And said, for some strange reason, right, this guy that you're marrying is going to say, harayat zukukasi. Do you know what that means? So she responds, of course. I went to a modern high school. We learned Kedushin. We got up to Davav. And I know, the Gemara says that that's good. That they didn't teach in the Beis Yaakov, but they taught it in the... So good. I know that. Great. So we're good to go. They're married. So Davne Milum right there is bothered. Chav Zayin, Sukkot Davav. What about the Eidim? How do the Eidim know that this is a good Kedushin? The Eidim are like blown away, no? They're called up, and all of a sudden he says Zekukasi, and she accepts the ring. I say to the Eidim, do you know that she understood it? The Eid says to me, I'm clueless, I have no idea. I have no idea whether she understood or not. No? I understood or not. So I turn to the Eidim and say, you're an Eid Kedushin, are they married? And they says to me, I have no idea if they're married or not. No? Is that Eidus? Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe yes, maybe no. No? So, fascinating issue. So, Avnuim writes, you know what you see from here? That you don't need Eidus Lekimadav for her das. You need Eidus Lekimadav for his das. But for her das, you don't need Shnei Eidim. Why in the world would that be? So this isn't for us right now, but I'm going to ask you soon to go through a sugya nidarim, beginning on Daf Chaches to Daf Lamed, where the Ran writes there's a fundamental difference between the Das Ha'ish and the Das Ha'isha when it comes to Kedushin. He is the Baal HaKalos. And even though it's true, Kedushin HaBeis LaDeis, you can't marry a woman Baal Karcho, that's true, but nonetheless, her das is not called das davar shebe'erva. That's something which is stunning. You know, that's a fascinating possibility. You know, maybe I'll tell another pasuk I want you to think about. You know what? You're called out to be an aid kedusha. Okay, the chasen is over. I say to them, are they married? They says to me, I can tell you exactly what happened. I can tell you exactly what happened. No? This guy gave a ring to this woman, and before he did so, he said, are they married? I have no clue if they're married. No? I don't know him. I don't know her. Maybe she's not Jewish. Maybe they're brother and sister. Maybe she's an Eish HaSish. Maybe I have no idea. I have no idea. You know what? Can an aid condition say the following? That's not my job. My job is not to tell you if they're married or not married. My job is simply to report what I saw. What the effect of what I saw is. That's your problem. You're the Masada condition. No, that's not my domain. I don't know if they could marry each other. Maybe she's a married woman. No, maybe they're brother and sister. Maybe she's not Jewish. Maybe he's not Jewish. I've never met them before. So, like, that's a fascinating issue. Like, what is the Eidos? What is the Eidos? Can the Eid say the following? I have no idea whether she understood what was going on. But I'll tell you what happened. No? He gave her a ring, and before that he said, Haretz Gokasi. You figure it out whether they're married or not. No? That there are two possibilities, and it's under Shachar. Maybe number one is, the Eidim never have to know the Chalos HaYishus. All they have to do is a fact set. This is what happened. This is what happened. Or maybe a Chiddush, of course they have to know the effect. But nonetheless, her das does not require Eidus Lekimadavar. That's an important issue. So this whole series, Art of Shiurim, is the unique concept of Eidus Lekimadavar and its impact on Das Davar Shaverva, the Rambam Shita, with all the rites. Where else do you see that this is true? That there's unique level of das that's necessary when it comes to cases of git and kedushin. So I alluded very, very briefly to the Sukhi Nidharma Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. That's where the Gemara mentions a concept of chazara. Do I have a right to retract? Do I have a right to retract? When a person goes in and creates a chalos, can he say, you know, never mind? Can he retract? Can he retract? You know, we pointed out that there are three levels of das, no? Das Hafla, Das Mekel Chumemkar, Das Davar Shebe'erva. Das Hafla, right, is the lowest level of das, no? Nidaf Memvav. A katan can make a neder. Mufla Samukleish. No? Wow, you're 12 years old. You're still a katan, but the Torah says your neder can be chal midaraisa. Your neder can be chal midaraisa. Wow, that's a fascinating issue. You know? I'll tell you something to think about. Now it's interesting. This is a 12-year-old. He's fasting on Yom Kippur. You know what? He's having difficulty fasting. Yeah, Mishnah, Yom Adapte days. The year before your bar mitzvah, you're supposed to be fasting. He's fasting, but you know, it's not so simple. So you know what? Someone's going to suggest, and maybe yes, look, he's not a gadol with a chiyu kareis eating on Yom Kippur. He's a katan. So we're going to be pretty lenient about a katan. It's chinuch drabanan. You know? Mustaber, no? So we're dealing with nishu drabanan. We're not dealing with a dindaraisa. So you know, I go over to this katan. Why don't you think about it? No? And I say to him, did you say Tefillah Zaka, like before Kol Nidre? You know? And he says, of course. You know, like, I'm a really firm gutton. Like, you know, of course. What do you mean? Of course. I've been saying Tefillah Zaka for years. Like, you know, my father told me, say Tefillah Zaka, say Zaka. And did you say the line in Tefillah Zaka? Of course. So I'll tell you a fascinating Chiddush. His Tainus is a Tainus Daraisa. Because as a mufla samach li, she said that I hereby take upon myself the fact that I'm fasting Yom Kippur. So when it comes to normal mitzvos, it's only a din derabanan. When it comes to fasting on Yom Kippur, maybe this really is a din daraisa. Because a mufla samach li is indeed chayiv. You know, unless you're going to assume, again, the umadin is what he meant. You know, based on the expectations. Okay, but it's a fascinating deal. Right? This is discussed. Yoav Baruch Finkel discusses this now, that whether Muflis Samach Le'ishu says Tefillah Zakis Chayv to pass Midaraisa. But it's an interesting thing that a katan sometimes has a chalos daraisa, because das hafla is a lower level of das. And I'll tell you the following: it's easiest to make a neder, and I'll tell you the flip side: easy come, easy go. No, it's easiest to break a neder. No, person makes a neder, and you know what? Charata, Pesach. No, you know what? That a neder is the easiest chalos to create, and it's easiest chalos to undo. Well. When it comes to, say, to Mekach u'Memkar, you know, a guy invests, and guess what? The deal bombs. He really has Pesach and Charata, you know. Had I known that this investment would bomb, I never would have invested, you know. And Mutalach, no. That's it. All the money goes back. Certainly, certainly not. No? What do you mean? You can't just, never mind. Never mind. Is there a Sus Chazar when it comes to Tolkien and Ibor? Brief. You make a Kenyan, there's a short window of time that you could be closing. Short window of time that you can be chosen. You know, Tolkien and Ibor, maybe when it comes to certain kinyan like Chalipin, a little bit more, but a short window of time. What about when it comes to Gittin Kedusha? What about when it comes to Gittin Kedusha? A person goes and marries, you know, he was told that everybody advises him. The moment that you give the ring, you're going to feel, you know, okay, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. So he goes, never mind, you know, like, guess what? There's no schus chazara when it comes to getting kedusha. There's no schus chazara. The kedushin scha, you can't even tolke de dibur. There's no schus chazara. The Gemara says hilchasa tolke de dibur kedibur dami chutz, with exceptions of mekadesh megaresh. There's no schus chazara. So the Ran explains there in the Dama Dav Pei Zayin. You know what? The Gittin Kedushin is such a serious institution. It requires the highest level of. You can't just simply say, never mind. You can't just simply say, never mind. No? Maybe when it comes to a Kenyan, you know, I bought something for a few dollars. I regret. You know, I regret that I made a neder. A person marries, there's no schus chazara. Maybe you can have a different concept of a Kedushe Tos. That's different. But you cannot retract your das. Davne Miluim writes in Simen Lamed Aleph, in Os Tezvav, and then later in Os Yates, that's because there's a concept of das davar shava erva, which is the highest level of das, which means that you can't be mekadesh beino benav, you can't be megarish beino benav. It means that you have to do it as a publicly witnessed act, because the heightened level of das. And there's no schus chazara. Chazara means, no, there's a parsha of gerushin, but there's no schus chazara. So a chiddush, no, that's another manifestation. And here I would just add now the following. And this will relate to now, Beis Amidala very directly. When it comes to kinyanim, or when it comes to gittin kedushin, what is the role of dibur, of amira? How critical is that? You know, when you deal with kinyan and b'chala Torah kula, amira is not essential. It's not an inherent part. Obviously, you need a gilui das that's going to convey what occurred. What is it that occurred? No? When I went ahead and I gave you this object, was I lending it to you? Was I gifting it to you? Was I selling it to you? You know, obviously there has to be like some indication that this is for the purpose of a sale, this is a rental, this is a loan, this is a gift. Well, obviously, you know, just my handing something to someone can be a little bit ambiguous. So obviously some clarity is necessary, is what was accomplished when I gave you this item. Okay, is this a shomer, is this shmira, is this mechira, what is it? Obviously, that's clear. But do you need formal dibur? Do you need formal? Let's say it's obviously clear. It's obvious. I mentioned last week. No, you're going to the store and you're sitting there at the register and you're purchasing and you pay and you take possession. You really have to get up and say that, you know what, that with this money I hereby acquire all these groceries. And if you don't, it's not halal. If you did that, they would think you're awfully strange. No, 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 obviously, no, like, well, of course this is Mekochem Emka. You think I'm buying something from the store as a shomer? The store is just lending it to me. Isn't it obvious? Indeed, that's true. Indeed, that's true. No, isn't it obvious? Obvious from the circumstance, you know? Someone asked me, Yeshai, they had a Pidyon HaBen. They had to get the Hayes line for the Pidyon HaBen. The Pidyon HaBen. So this person had, you know, he had a Pidyon HaBen set, whatever it is. Great, you know, okay. So he said $25. That's pretty low, no? Pretty low amount, $25. Okay, fine. You know, that the Pidyon HaBen took place. The guy called back, okay, are you returning it to me? Yeah. No, I bought it from you. I didn't sell it to you. I was just, lending it to you. Like a lender's fee. Like I didn't intend to part with the Hayes line. No, I was just charging you for use of my Hayes line, a small amount of money. You know, yeah, the Hayes line didn't belong to the Avi HaBen. This was all like a loan. This was just a loan. This was she'eva. This was not a mechira. You know, so yeah, it's good to spell out sometimes. You know what? I'm purchasing that. I'm not just borrowing something from you. That's Toshav Shet. You have to redo the Pidyon HaBen. No, that how can that be? How can that be in that case? Most cases, it's obvious. What about when it comes to Kiddush? What is the role of Amira? So that's a fascinating issue. So in the first piece in the Berachah Shmuel, quotes B'Shem Reb Chaim, a Kiddush, now that realize that. Dibur in Kedushin is essential. It's essential. It's not just a gili milsa, because you know what? Maybe she'll think you're just giving her a gift, and therefore it's important to express that this is Kesef Kedushin. No. But Achidish v'Shem Reb Chaim, we're going to have to learn the sugyas and see, is that obvious? Is it not so obvious? But that's part of Kiyikach. Das Mekach Omemkar does not require Dibur. But maybe Das Dever Sheberva should require that Dibur in fact is necessary. And this is a Chiddush that the Nesivos writes. The Berachah Shmuel quotes this Nesivos. Nesivos has a separate sefer which is called Torah Skitin. Sairon Nor Makamos, Kuf Mem Aleph, Sivkot Nesamachav, where the Nesivos writes explicitly that Kedushin requires Dibur, requires Amira, and v'lo mahani umdra demuchach. You can't just rely on a gili das. Mistama, we're standing under a chuppah. No? And when was the last time this woman dressed up in this way? Obviously, she's wearing a bridal gown, and he's under the chuppah. Isn't it obvious it's for the purpose of marriage? That's insufficient. Maybe it's absolutely essential. As part of das davar shebe'erva, that one has to express that hareyat mukadeshesli. And here I would tell you is to take a look at some diyukim in Rashi. When you look in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, here the Mishnah mentions, of course, that kedushin is accomplished ayidei kesef, shtar, and bia. True, is amira necessary? So fascinating, when you look in Rashi and the Mishnah, in two out of three cases, Rashi writes that amira is indeed necessary. No? Amir is necessary. When it comes to Kedushe Kesef, Rashi is Mufurish. That now, you give Kesef or Shava Kesef, and Va'omer La Haret Mukadeshesli. No? Rashi Kediz, Shtar? Oh, so, Kosev Alaniya, even as a Shava Pruta, Haret Mukadeshesli. Write in the document, Haret Mukadeshesli. But guess what? Rashi doesn't mention any Amira. When it comes to Kedushe Bia, Rashi again is Mufurish, no? That Va'omar is Kadshili, the Biazu. Rashi mentions Amir when it comes to Bia. When it comes to Kesef, Rashi in the Mishnah does not mention any Amira. When it comes to Shar, interesting possible deal. When you look in Rashi on the Rif, Rashi is not that way, no? Rashi mentions Amir in all three cases. Rashi writes when it comes to Shtar, of course, the Shtar says that true. And then Rashi writes, Va'omer came. But the Baal has to say, B'shas Mesiras Hashtar, that Harayat Mukadeshesli. It's a fascinating issue. To what extent, indeed, is that true? Maybe one could argue, one has to be careful, but Mufurish, no, today isn't Meiri, Mufurish. That, you know what? When it comes to Kesev, of course Amir is necessary, maybe not as an inherent part of the Kedushin, but simply when a person gives money to someone, it can mean a dozen things. How do you know that this is done for the purpose of Kedushin? So maybe one could argue, isn't it clear that you have to express it in order to be certain that, yes, she's accepting it as Kesev Kedushin? Maybe not an inherent part of Kiyikach, but rather just simply as a form of a Gilin Osa, you know. And sometimes in the old manuals, they used to tell you, how do we miss out a Kedushin? It should say, and the bride puts the groom takes the ring and puts it on the finger of the bride and says, Harayat Mukadeshesli. No, wrong, no. You can't put the ring on and then say Harayat Mukadeshesli, no? That's called Shtikalach HaMatamos, no? You first say Harayat Mukadeshesli, and then you go ahead, and do so, no? But why is that necessary? Is that really part of Kikach? Or is that just simply in order to ensure that it is being given and accepted the Shem Kedushin? And maybe the same is true, Nur Rachman Lassan, when it comes to Kedusha Biyah. Is this a Biyas Nus? Or is this a Biyah Lashem Kedushin? So some representation has to be made. Hiskad Shili Biyazun, no? Otherwise, who says it was a Biyah which was Lashem Yishus? Maybe one could argue Mashenkin when it comes to a star, no? The star says Harayat Mukadeshesli. That's ambiguous. You have a document that says Harayat Mukadeshesli, and he hands the document that says Harayat Mukadeshesli. No, he has to say Harayat Mukadeshesli. If Amir is necessary when it comes to a shtar, okay, look, if the shtar is rolled up and she has no clue as to what it says, and she thinks somehow that it's something else, you know, so she thinks it's a poster and it really is a shtar kedushin, of course she has to say that Harayat Mukadeshesli. But what happens if a typical case where Kedushi Shtar Kedushin? And maybe that'd be part of the deal in Rashi that there, Amir is not necessary. If you look in the Miri is Mufurish. The Miri writes the following. When you look in the Gemara in Daf Hey, the Miri writes this. Ketzad Bekesev. You know what the Gemara says? That Nasna Kesev or Shava Kesev? And Va'amrala. It's a Gemara. Va'amrala. Gemara in Daf Hey. Take a look at the Gemara in Daf Tes. Ketzad B'Shtar. Guess what? The Gemara says, Kasav al Haniyar al Acheres, Harei Mukadeshesli, and that's it. The Gemara doesn't say Va'amar. The Miri writes, he thinks that's Mamish Dafka. Amira is necessary when it comes to Kedushe Kesev, but Amira is not necessary when it comes to Kedushe Shtar. Apparently, because the purpose of Amira is just simply to convey. You know? When you look at the Sugyas later in the Kedushin, there are indicators either way. You know, it's Mufurish and Gemara. If it's Nasanhu Va'amrahi, that's a problem. No? He'll give, but she'll say. Why is that a problem? Maybe the simple understanding of that Gemara is because the Amir is part of the Kedushin, and he is the one who has to do the Kedushin. Kiyikach, v'lo kisikach, v'lo kisilokach. And therefore, he has to do the Kedushin. That means he has to do the Amira. And Nasan who an Amra he is not good. On the other hand, the Gemara says, we'll have to see these sugyas carefully, that what happens if it's Hasukin Ba'oso Inyan? Let's say they're talking about marriage. They're talking about married life. And he hands her the Kesev Kedushin. Sometimes the Gemara says that's good if it's Hasukin Ba'oso Inyan. Does that really mean that the Hasukin Ba'oso Inyan is Amira? Or does it simply mean that the whole purpose of Amir is just for illustrative purposes, to demonstrate that this is what is about to take place, this isn't a matam, this is Kesev Kedushin. So for that, a Sukkah Bosuini is considered to be that which is sufficient. It's an important deal, right? With the differences that you find. Today is in Meiri, and the Meiri writes that he thinks the first day is Dikar Hadeya, that Amir is not necessary at all when it comes to shtar. Because after all, when it comes to a shtar mechira, you need Amira. You need a mirror? You don't need a mirror when it comes to regular shtar. No? You could give a shtar, and it says, Sadi mechur lach. You don't require a mirror. The mirror says, that's mefur, shugamar dab chabab. You don't require a mirror when it comes to a shtar mechiras karka. So do you require a mirror when it comes to a shtar kedushin? Maybe the answer is yes. That, you know what? Because a shtar kedushin is a davar shabba erva. And a davar shabba erva requires the heightened of lodas, which means, wow, eidus lekima davar, ooh, which means noschus chazara, which means a mira mefureshes, not just simply an umdana. This we'll have to discuss. This diuk in Rashi, one could suggest even in the Rambam. Because when you look in the Rambam, per gimel tochasishos, the Rambam describes kedushin erisin. When it comes to Kedushay Kesef, per Gimel Achalef, the Rambam writes, Omerla, he has to say. And when it comes to Kedushay Shtar, the very next halacha, per Gimel Achabes, the Rambam does not write that. That the Rambam says Kosa, and the Nosim will be faded. No, the Rambam doesn't make any representation of Amira in that case. That's something which is critical. When you look, for example, the Tosas Rabbi Kveger, and this Mishnah, and the regular Mishnah is, it appears in the bottom of the Tosas Rabbi Kveger. He writes the following, and how critical is Li? Is it enough to say Haret Mekudeshes? How critical is it to say Li? And if I say Li is critical, is that because that's part of the conveyance of the Das Devar Shabarava? Or is that just simply a gilin osa? A gilin osa? Rabbi Kibir is bothered by the following. When it comes to Kedushay Bia, well, obviously it's Li, no? Maybe Kedushay Kesed, Kedushay Shtar, we done Ayde Shliya. So maybe you have to say, Haret Mekudesh is Li, because it's an issues to me, as opposed to, I am representing someone else. Okay, maybe there are possibilities. Rabbi Kibir writes that when it comes to Kedushay Bia. So, why is that necessary? No, Rashi writes, in the case of Kedushay Bia, Ba'ale va'omar hiskachi li b'biyazu. What do you mean hiskachi li b'biyazu? Why do you need li? Why do you need li? I mean, you're not sure. Maybe through this Kedushay Bia you're married to someone else? Of course not. Unless you're going to assume that no, that's part of the Maisa Kedushin. Right? That this is the chasim, this is the kala, not because it's ambiguous, but in fact it's part of. You can take a look at Av Menilun in Siman Chavzayin, in Sifkat Nyud, that lengthy discussion. Why is Li necessary? Is Li necessary because that's part of the Amira, and Amira is part of the Likuchin? Or is Li only necessary because if I don't say to whom you're married, you know what, this is a real safek. You know, even though this guy is standing under the chuppah, maybe he is working in the capacity of a shliach for someone else. And you can't say that when it comes to Kedushay Bia at all. That's an important element. So these are the halachos, sav, das davar shabba erva, sil chazara, edus, and maybe, we'll have to learn more, maybe the cases of amira in and of itself. When we say ha'isha nikna, Kinyin. What type of Kinyin is this? How would you be Magdir, a Kinyin of Ishus? And this is what I want you to take a look. I'll give it the next set of Marmakomos on Daf Tezayin, where there's a magnificent Ramban, but read through each word of the Ramban very, very carefully. Very, very carefully. The Gemara there says the following, that you can be meshachrer in Eved al yedei shtar. Shechrer Eved is al yedei shtar. Good. No? The Gemara is bothered by the following. What do you need a shtar for? Why can't you just simply say, zil? Why can't the adam just say, you're free? You owe me certain services. Right, you're an Eved. And that means you have to perform certain services for me. I am the Adam. And I forgive those services. I forgive those services. No? What would we call that? Mechila. Mechila. What do you have to go through the whole purpose of a shtar? A shtar shichur. Let that Adam just simply say that, you know what? We're done. Amalchem. Amalchem. Why is anything more necessary? So the Gemara has like incredible line. Zos omeres, eved ivri gufo kanu. Eved ivri gufo kanu. Wow. You know what you see from that? That the relationship of an eved and an adam is not just that the eved has to provide certain services for the adam. No, no, no. It's much more than that. It means it's a kinyan haguf. It's a kinyan. A kinyan. It's a davar shebe'en. It's not just a shibud. It's a davar shebe'en. And I'll tell you a chiddush. Mechila can work on shibudim, but mechila cannot work on a davar shebe'en. No? This gemara is yours. You know what? I say amochel. What does that mean? It's no longer mine. If you owe me, there's a certain right. You know what? I can say I forgo that right. That's true. But if you're dealing with ownership, then mechila does not work. Mechila does not work. So the fact that mechila does not work in shichur eved, I can't just simply say, you know what, you're no longer indebted to me. Oh, that's exactly the Gemara. It's zos omeres, eved ivri gufo kanoi. There's a kinyan about this. And now the question is, how is that one uproots a kinyan? Uproots a kinyan. You know what the answer is? Oh, a shtar shichra. A shtar shichra can uproot a kinyan. So there the Ramban discusses something just fascinating. You know? And learning hagdaros is so important. And that's what the Ramban writes. You should realize there are two different types of kinyanim. There are two different types of kinyanim. I own a table. You know what that's called? A kinyan shamam. Kinyan shamam. Issues, ishanitnis, ownership. The Rabban uses this term. No, no, no. That's called the kinyan shel iser. A kinyan shel iser. No, the Gemara daf beis. No, after all, hariat mekudeshesli. Osir l'chuli alma kehekdish. No, osir l'chuli alma kehekdish. The top of beis mud beis. It's not a kinyan shel mamon. That's a kinyan shel iser. And then the Ramban writes, you have another beautiful model. And that's an Eved. Ooh, and the Ramban writes a Chiddush. Both an Eved Kanani and an Eved Ivri, where it's a convergence of two Kinyanim. Avdus is a Kinyan Shomamon, but Avdus is also a Kinyan Shalissa. It's a Kinyan Shomamon because, yes, that I have certain rights to the Eved. That's the Gemara. You can't just be mochel. But it's also a kinyan shel iser. I'll tell you the following chiddush, that you know what? When a person becomes an eved, his status changes. His status changes. Let's say you have an eved kanani. When this guy becomes an eved kanani, you know what that means? There's mila, there's tefila, he's chayiv in mitzvos kisha. He has a mitzvah kedushas yisrael. Avdus is not just a matter of monetary ownership. But it's a persona. The Ramban calls it a kinyan shel iser. What about an eved ivri? An eved ivri was chayiv in mitzvos before. An eved ivri is chayiv in mitzvos now. Okay, good, good. How do you know there's a kinyan shel iser? Oh, you know what the Ramban writes? Of course there's a kinyan shel iser. Because you know what? A Jewish man is not allowed to marry a shivcha. An eved ivri, there's a heter shivcha. You know what you see from that? That the fact that he's an Eved, his status has changed religiously. That means that there's a Kinyan Shel Iser. Wow, a Kinyan Shel Iser. So, Ishus is a Kinyan Shel Iser. Typical Mamon is a Kinyan Shel Mamon. And Avdus is a convergence of a Kinyan Shel Mamon together with a Kinyan Shel Iser. Wow. How do you uproot a Kinyan Shel Mamon? You know what the answer is? Hefker. Hefker. I own a table. I'm after the table. How do you uproot the kinyan shel iser? You know what the answer is? A shtar. A shtar. That's what a get is, Rosh Hashifra. It's a shtar kinyan of Isser, no? Sure, Klali mentioned that, no? Three different types of shtaros. A shtar kedushin, a get, and a shtar shifra. It's a shtar kinyan of Isser v'heter. Those are the only three shtaros that we require in Lishma. It's a shtar kinyan of Isser v'heter. Sometimes you can have a shtar ayah, like a ksuva. I purchased karka ayah shtar. That's a shtar kinyan of mamon. But gittin, kedushin, shifra is a shtar kinyan of Isser v'heter. It's mafkia, kinyan shel Isser. That's the chiddush then of Isha Niknis, no? But there's a kinyan. There's a kinyan shel Isser. So this is all I have to discuss, no? What is the effect of a kinyan shel Isser? Why is there no tfisas kedushin be'ishas ish? Why is there no tfisas kedushin be'ishas ish? Why exactly is that true? You know? There's a very important Rashi, you know? Kedushin dav. Beis Amar Aleph. No? What does Rashi say? No? That the Mishnah uses a phrase, V'kones Atzma. No? Kones Atzma, V'chalitza, Mitzasayavam, Kones Atzma, Mitzasabal. What does Kones Atzma mean? Lios Birshusa, Rashi writes, Linose Ve'acher. No? That's Lashon Rashi. It sounds from Rashi as though the reason there's no Tfisas Kedushin Beis Hashish is because she is Birshusabal. And you know what a get or misa sabal accomplishes? She is no longer b'rishusal. Now she is within her own domain, her own rishus. Lios b'rishusal linas la'acher. We'll have to discuss that. Is that so obvious? That the reason there's no tfisas kedushin is because a function of a kinyan, and it's a question of b'rishus. So take a look for tomorrow. Take a look at that Ramban, a tezayin, a marav, jamas, lezos, ameres, and take a look at it's a fascinating Avnei Miluim and a Pnei Yeshua, right? Chosin Yosef. Take a look at the Mar Makomos. This will get to the very heart and soul of what Yishus is and the differences in terms of the very nature of the king. And this will be very impactful for Kita V'Shavit. Kicha Kicha Misei Ephraim. What exactly does that mean? No? Does it really mean that acquiring a wife is like purchasing a field? Is that really what it means? And how do we know the Shava Kesef indeed is considered to be Kesef? No, right, we'll see that how this builds. But this is part of the Esodos of the Kinyan of Ishus.